Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Welcome to this week's show. I almost forgot what the name of the show was here. Take Action, Get Profits Radio. I know my own show. I'm so excited. It is the start of another amazing week here at Decisive Minds. I hope for you it's the same. I'm shocked that we're at the end of July already. I have to say this year is flying by. Time doesn't seem to stop and all kind of great things going on I want to talk to you about. But before we get started, I want to remind you how you can stay connected to us. Number one, there's a couple of ways for you to connect. Number one is to call in. And that number, you want to call in and speak to one of the guests, call in and give us your opinion. Just call in and hear your voice on the radio. The number is 347-989-1363, 347-989-1363. And then you also can connect with us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/decisive minds, M-I-N-D-S, and facebook.com/toughtalkradio. And then last but absolutely not least, be sure that you're connected with us on iTunes. Subscribe to the channel at Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. Take Action Get Profits on iTunes.com. Great way for you to go back to, listen to anything that you've missed in the past, pick up some old shows, or re-listen. You know, last week had some great guests on there. I was calling several of my clients afterwards going, if you didn't hear that show, be sure you go listen. So that's an easy way for you to do that. So Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. And let's see, since I spoke to you guys last Monday, I was actually... I did the radio show from my car. I was coming back home, not driving, but sitting in a parking lot, coming home from a speaking engagement, which was fantastic. And then I came home for a day, turned around, and went back to another speaking engagement in Dallas. And I thought that I would have a conversation with you about that piece today. And it's about the making opportunities where opportunities don't seem to look like they are. I went to this event being told that it was going to be a lot of people there, and I was one of the main stage speakers. So when you get to a speaking engagement, because a lot of you, this might have happened to you, if not, you should be speaking and you should be out there, but what do you do when you get to a speaking engagement where you've been told that there are 125 people registered, and you start the day out with about 20? And you end the day out with about 40. And so, you know, I sat there. I'm an opportunist, so I see opportunity in everything. And by the way, I just got the most awesome picture that I bought. I had I met this great artist, and he drew me a picture. It says, "Intoxicated by Possibility." I love it. But so I'm an opportunist. So I am in this room with... You know, there were probably a total of 8 to 10 speakers that day, and they had all been told the same thing that I was told, and quite a few of them were very upset that there were not very many people in that room, and quite vocal about that. And I have to tell you, as someone who puts on events, I understand completely what it takes to get people to show up for an event. And did the host do a few things wrong? Yes, you know, but it was her first time to do this type of event, and it was a learning lesson. Most of them, however, were local, so they didn't come in like I did and, you know, drive in and stay in a hotel for 4 days. And so they were local, so they didn't have that expense. They did take some time out of their day, but I will tell you that I look at every single thing I do and look for what's the opportunity in the room. So when there weren't that many guests in the room, number one, that means that from stage, I can make sure that all of the audience comes to speak to me. Because as an introvert, I'm not one of those people that reaches out, but everyone will come talk to me. So the fact that there weren't that many of them meant that I got to connect with everybody in the room, number one. Number two, the value for me in that room ended up being in the other sponsors. Because the other sponsors some of them came up to me after I spoke and said, oh my gosh, I want you to come speak for me, right? So they have speaking opportunities that are going to pay off really well for me. One of them is a big sponsor that wants to come sponsor my event, right? Because they saw me on stage. They saw exactly what I do. And, you know, so now we're in negotiation to for them to be a sponsor for the Legacy Live event in September. So, you know, it's really, I could have sat in that room and complained like everyone else did, or I could choose to look for the opportunity. So I really wanted to point that out to you. I would like for you to make sure that when you are faced with that situation, and it's any situation that seems to not be what you thought it was going to be, right? How do you show up in that space? And so I know I will get a lot of value out of that. I did get quite a few of the people in the audience that wanted to register for my event, so we're doing that. So I'll probably put 5 people in my own event out of that event. I'll get a new sponsor, and I will get speaking opportunities. That is worth a trip to Dallas for me. So it was a fantastic event. I know that they've learned a lot of lessons, and the event will be much larger next year. They will know how to do it right, and they're awesome people, and I hope that I get to go back and speak again, because I would. I would go back again. So very cool with that, and I'm super excited about the fact that my second mastermind is this week, the Profit Club. So if you guys know or don't know, maybe I have 2 levels of coaching. Millionaire Minds clients coach with me privately, and then my Profit Club clients, try to say that quick, they coach with a couple of my coaches. And so we have our big Profit Club meeting in Houston this week, so I will be back in Houston for that. So that's really cool. And we are getting ready for Legacy Live. I don't know if I told you guys that American Express has stepped up to sponsor the event. That is a really exciting opportunity for us. I just was notified that I got another American Express award. I won an award at Be the Change for American Express, and I just won an award. I don't have it in front of me, but it's for something about having the consistent client usage of the American Express card. So in other words, lots of my clients use their American Express to pay me. And that made American Express happy, and that won me an award. So that's pretty cool. So lots of really good things going on at Decisive Minds. I did want to take a few minutes before we have our first guest up and just talk to you about Legacy Live. You know, when I was on stage last week and we were talking about, you know, building business, which is what my topic is, obviously. I'm all about building your business. And we started to have the conversation about creating a legacy and building a legacy. And I was telling them the story about why that became so clear to me, right, in this last year since my dad passed away so very unexpectedly. And I was in the midst of realizing that we had truly built legacy businesses, businesses that could continue without us, right? When we needed to take the time off, we still had money coming in, and our employees got paid, and our customers were taken care of, because we created our businesses in a way that allows that to happen. So in the speaking engagement, that became the really big piece of the conversation. They really wanted to talk about how do you do those things in your own business. And so the question that came up was, where do you start? How do you start that? Because unless you have lots of money when you start your company, so this is the exception to the rule. The exception to the rule is, and the rule is, that you don't start your business as a legacy business. You start it with that in mind, knowing that that takes 7 to 10 years to build. The exception to that rule is that you have lots and lots and lots of money to start your company, and you can start with all of the pieces in place that create it, that start it as a legacy business. For the majority of you, it is not that way. And so there are steps for you to take. And so they wanted to know what that first step was. That's what I wanted to share with you. And that is to start defining your systems. You cannot create a legacy business until you get it to the point where you can step away, right? It's not truly a legacy. It's not truly sustainable and scalable and to the point of sellable until you personally are not responsible for a lot of the work being done, okay? And so the first thing to do is for you to start to lay out the systems, looking at what do you do every day? What do your team members do every day? Start creating the operations manual and start looking at how can you systemize the things that you think that only you can do. So that's actually a big part of what I'm going to teach at Legacy Live, and I would love to invite you to attend in Houston, September 10th through 12th. You can find out more about that at legacyliveevents.com. And we are going to take a short break, and when we get back, we should be visiting with our first guest of the show. So I will see you in a few.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Lauren Jano is an elite, international certified, high-performance coach, author, and speaker with over 15 years' experience helping clients transform so that they are living bolder, happier, and more successful lives. Through a combination of her world-class coaching program and exclusive assessments, her mission is to get to the crux of your issues quickly and accurately, and then guide you to achieve sustained and higher levels of clarity, joy, energy, connection, influence, and overall performance in every area of your life. To learn more or to contact Lauren, go to laurenjano.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Wonderful. And we are back with our first guest of the show. Nihar, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Michelle. How are you?
Oh, so nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, what I like to do is I like to read a little bit of your bio to get started. But then I want to know the story behind the bio, right? What got you to this point? So if you're good with that, we're going to just jump in and that's how we'll get started.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Awesome. So, guys, this is Nihar Suart, and Nihar is an award-winning writer covering inspirational stories around the world. Believe it or not, he stumbled upon writing completely by accident after moving to New York City for the very first time. While in the Big Apple, Nihar noticed that there were thousands of people missing out on the greatness of everyday life, and that was due to a very fast-paced lifestyle that they lived. As a result of his observations, he had a big idea to inspire people around the globe by writing a book, which was strange because he always hated reading books. Why would he ever write one, right? With the support of his family and friends, though, Nihar ended up debuting his first international book, Win No Matter What, with Balboa Press in June of 2013. So I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear about your book. And I want to get started by having you just kind of, you know, what brought you to that point and, you know, what brought you to New York and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, definitely. I will start off from the beginning.
Very good.
Before I even start off, I guess I just want to say that I'm pretty young. I think I'm one of the younger people on your show. I'm still in college.
Great.
So basically how I ended up in New York is I actually grew up in a small town. It's in the middle of Pennsylvania called Lewistown, Pennsylvania. So the thing with that town is that not many people really move outside of it. So when I was in high school and when I decided to go to college in New York and in New York City, a lot of people thought that, you know, it was a crazy move, that it was going to be very tough. And, you know, when I first did go to New York City, it was quite a culture shock coming from a very small town, going to probably the biggest town or the biggest city in maybe even in the world. So it was a crazy fast-paced lifestyle, but the one thing that I realized is that, you know, I really opened up a lot and really started to notice my surroundings in New York City. In New York, you know, there are a ton of people that express themselves openly, and I really started following the news a lot more. And one observation I had from following the news is that, you know, when you turn it on, most of the stuff that's on there is always negative. So if you turn it on right now, probably one of the news stories you'll see is probably on some robbery or murder or some sort of crime. And so because of that, you know, I really just kind of wanted to find a way to express myself as well. And that's really how I kind of got started writing. And in the process, I founded a company as well. It was called Hype Up Your Day, which I didn't mention too much. But the essence of that was actually we kind of contracted speakers, trainers to kind of go into companies and really help employees think more positively and be more productive at work.
Very good.
That is essentially how I got to where I am. I started the company and the book kind of was a branch out of that. And now I just am mostly focused on writing from there.
I love that. I love that you are young and driven, and I can tell that you're going to be one of these serial entrepreneurs just like I am. And because, you know, that's the kind of stuff I was doing in my 20s. So that's cool. That's wonderful.
I do love entrepreneurship.
that's right. Is your family entrepreneurial? Was that something in your background?
Not as much, actually.
No,
I think it was kind of just an internal thing when I got to New York City. That was just something. Even in my high school career, I've always been kind of entrepreneurial, but I never really took much action until I kind of got to college.
Very good, very good. And what are you studying at college?
So I am studying economics. It goes along well with, I think it's very important to kind of have an economics background or a finance background, especially if you're working with startups.
I agree. Very good. That's perfect. So wonderful. So tell me more about When No Matter What.
Yeah. So the book, actually, it was, so first I started the company that I was talking to you about, Hype Up Your Day, and the book, Win No Matter What, was actually a way to drive more audience to Hype Up Your Day and to kind of get more clients. And so I think that's a great suggestion for anybody who has a business or any type of expertise. I think starting or writing a book kind of on your expertise is a great way to kind of get more of an audience and more people to kind of see your work and to get more clients for your business. But Win No Matter What is essentially, it's a book that addresses three areas. It's how to improve your mood, attitude, and the perception of others on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially just how you can be more productive and look at life more positively on a daily basis. And, you know, there are a lot of books out there already that kind of address topics like this, but the reason they're not as popular is because they're so long. And that's one of the issues that I was facing. You know, a lot of these motivational books are very long. They're 300 pages, but they can be summarized literally within 5 to 6 pages. So the book that I wrote, it was 70 pages without any of the fluff, and it literally just gets straight to the point. So I think that's one of the best things about it, is that you can read it within 45 minutes. You sit down, and that's pretty much it. You just get the main bare bones.
Yeah, I love that. That's actually, you know, pretty much the size of most of my books. I've written 3 books, and you're so right. People say to me all the time, I love that I can take your book, read it, get right to the point, get my answers, and move on. Right? That's the world we live in these days. So
exactly.
Very cool.
Yeah, and actually, when I was writing the book, there was research done that you know, the attention span of people today is getting a lot shorter. So actually, the trend with books right now is that they're getting shorter too.
Right. And you, so you have this published through a publisher? Are you self-published?
Yes. Through a publisher, yes.
Very cool. How did you get connected there with the publisher?
So most of it was kind of risky. I mean, so I'm writing a book right now, a second one, and since I'm not too established of an author, essentially what I do is I just write the book, the manuscript up front, and then once it's completed, I basically just send a proposal to a ton of publishers that kind of fall into the genre of the book that I've written. And it's essentially just kind of what the comparative advantage of the book is, where I think it would sell, who the target market is, and a sample of the book. And if the publisher's interested, they usually get back to you And they ask for the full manuscript, and then if they like it, then obviously they'll offer you a contract to publish the book.
Nice. Very good. It's actually very rare these days to see somebody coming through a publisher. So that was really cool when I saw that you were through a publisher.
Yeah, and it's definitely a little bit risky too, because obviously when you've completed the book, you have no idea if it's actually going to get published or not. But yeah, so actually the book that I've just written right now, I'm in the process of sending out emails to publishers and kind of writing the proposal. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I saw that on your website whenever I was kind of poking around on there yesterday. And let me just share that with everyone. Let me give you guys his website address so that you can find out more about Niehart's. And I'm going to spell it for them just so that everybody gets it right. It's niharsuthar.com. So niharsuthar.com. And I saw on there that I'd seen that you're writing the second book, The Corridor of Uncertainty, right? And yes. And that also you have been featured on a lot of like really cool places, Huffington Post, U.S. News and World Report. Have you been writing articles, or they been talking about your book?
Most of them have been talking about my book. Guest blogging is something that I do sometimes for certain sites, but with the Huffington Post and U.S. News and World Report, they were just featuring, kind of talking about my work.
Yeah, very good. It's all about getting it out there and getting it seen. So did you say that you're no longer doing that business and you're focusing on writing as your future, or did I misunderstand that?
Yeah, so Hype Up Your Day, it's still in the background, but I'm not actively pursuing it, because when I wrote the first book, I kind of realized that, you know, writing was something I actually enjoyed. And so it's still kind of entrepreneurial, kind of having a career as an author, because, you know, you obviously have to market your books on your own, and you kind of have to find the advantages, the comparative advantages. And so it kind of requires some entrepreneurial mindset, but right now I'm focusing on just writing, and I do have a couple startup ideas, potentially getting back into the startup world in the next year or two with pertaining to education. After going through college, I've just realized that a lot of people in general in college, it doesn't apply to every major, but some people believe that, you know, a college education can be condensed in less than a year, and traveling is very popular right now too. So a lot of people really want to travel and get cultural experiences and get kind of internship experiences. So when I was doing some surveys with a lot of random participants that I chose, one of the biggest concerns with college was that you get practical skills but not enough life skills.
Right.
And so potentially a startup idea that I was kind of thinking about was kind of how can you incorporate those practical skills with life skills as well.
Very cool. I think that's brilliant. I think with the everything's shifted, I believe, in the last, say, 10 to 15 years in how people address everything, from the social aspect of everything to the fact that, you're right, they want the experiential learning, right?
Yeah,
and not
exactly
just the book learning, which there's still a place for the book learning. We need to have that knowledge, but we need to have the experiential too. So great idea. Love that.
Yeah.
Very cool. And you also, do you host your own radio show? Did I see that somewhere?
Yeah, I just started that last week, actually.
Oh, very good. Well, welcome, welcome.
But thank you.
Lots of stuff going on. And so if they wanted to listen to your radio show, where would they find it?
That is actually, it will be going up on iHeartRadio in the next week, actually. So you can go to iHeartRadio.com and just search the name of the radio show, which is Incito. It's spelled I-N-C-I-T-O.
Very cool.
Go to my website, which you mentioned earlier, niharsuthar.com, and find the radio show there as well.
What is Incito? Does that mean something? Is it stand for
it
something?
It does. Actually, there's not really a reason behind why I chose Incito, but in Latin it actually means to inspire. And so essentially it goes along with the book. So essentially what I'm doing is kind of just finding ways that I can branch out, kind of just buckets of ways I can branch out in the same topic. So
Right. The
radio show is kind of the same work that I do, but it's just faster to market. So
yeah,
a book obviously takes a year or two in between when you get each one out, but a radio show is every week. So it's basically just a way that I can branch out, kind of do more things, but along the same topic.
When do you think the second book's going to be coming out?
It will probably be either... So the original goal was to have it out in December 2015, but the publishing process takes about 5 to 6 months. So most likely it will be at the beginning of 2016 by the time it comes out.
Great, great. And is it along the same lines as this one, an inspirational, or is it more story? Or?
Yeah, so this one is definitely more story. It's not as much. So the first book was more advice to people, practical advice. This one's actually a story. It's about the Afghanistan cricket team. So there are definitely still some lessons that people can draw away from the story, but it's not targeted practical advice. It's more of like a narrative type story.
Very cool. I saw on your website also that you support a charity, and that I think it was 10% of the book sales go to a charity. Which charity is that?
I think it's always important to give back for every business or for every entrepreneur. I think it's always important to give back, because without a lot of help that we've gotten, we wouldn't be where we were. So I support the Acumen Fund, which is based in New York City. And basically what Acumen does, it's actually targeted towards entrepreneurs, but in countries where entrepreneurs can get resources. And I heard you talking in the introduction of your show about how a lot of entrepreneurs don't have the funds they need to start up a business. And so Acumen really kind of provides funds to entrepreneurs in certain third world countries like India and places in Africa, and where these people have a sustainable model, but just not the funding to start to get their business off the ground. So Acumen is basically helping entrepreneurs in those areas.
Very good. Oh, that's awesome. I love that you have that connected to it, and it really shows that you're well-rounded, and I appreciate that as an entrepreneur. So we only have probably 3 or 4 minutes left, so let's do this. Going back to the book the fact that it is that inspirational win no matter what conversation, what is it that you want everyone to take away from this conversation? What do they need to learn today or know today?
I think from the book, I think it's probably, so I know a lot of people are kind of forced into a path coming out of college, or even just not even out of college, but a lot of people I know out there want to be entrepreneurs, but they're just not willing to take a risk to become an entrepreneur. So obviously that's understandable, because, you know, a lot of people, they need the money from the current job that they have. But the truth is that, you know, being an entrepreneur, starting a business or a startup, you know, it all starts off on the side. So I think it's really just to kind of, if you have an idea, just go for it, follow your passion. And, you know, every startup has started up, has an idea on the side of somebody usually having a full-time job. So the fact that somebody might have a full-time job or be in college for like a full-time student, it's not necessarily an obstacle to going for a startup or, you know, going for something, an entrepreneurial idea you might have. So I think it's important that, you know, don't be deterred by the fact that you might have a full-time job or be a student, that you can't do something entrepreneurial. It always starts off on the side. And really, in the beginning, all you need is maybe 30 minutes to an hour a day to kind of start off. And then once you get something going, that's when you get to the point where you can quit that job. But really, just kind of follow your passion and don't be afraid to go for something just because you think there are other obstacles in the way.
Yeah, that's really good advice. When I was at the event that I went to last week, and I had a woman walk up to me and ask that question. She said, I have a full-time job. I really want to start my business, but I can't quit my job. And I told her pretty much the same thing. How committed are you, right? And are you willing to give up a couple of hours each night or 3 nights a week or whatever that looks like? You have to start taking the action. Without the action, you'll never get out of that job, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And a lot of people have the passion, but they just don't know where to start. And so I think that is the best starting point. Just do a couple hours a day. And eventually, once your business, your side business, your startup grows, I mean, you'll get to the point where you can basically quit that full-time job and you'll be sustainable with your startup.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you so much for being here today. This has been a fun conversation.
Thanks so much for having me, Michelle. I definitely had a lot of fun.
You are so welcome, and congratulations. You have inspired me. I appreciate that you're so entrepreneurial at such a young age. I just cannot wait to see what you accomplish. It's going to be fun.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our second guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
So cool, and I hope you guys want to come to see us in Houston. All right, we are back with our second guest of the show. Jen, are you there?
I'm here. I'm excited to get started.
Awesome. I am too. Guys, this is Jenna Beatty, and did I say that right? Is it Beatty or Beatty? Beatty.
It's Beatty.
Beatty, yes. I missed the A when I looked at it for a second there. I knew I had it wrong. Anyway, Jenna, I'm going to tell them your official bio in a little bit, but you know, sometimes when I'm doing radio shows, the guest sends me their book. And so I was so excited, Jenna, to get your book in the mail, and I have to tell you that I laughed. Because at first I looked at the book and I thought, why did I get this book, right? Because I read business books. My mother said to me once, probably 20 years ago, she said, you know, most people read for enjoyment. You read for education. You read to grow. And so I always read business books. And so Jenna wrote this great book with Sharon White, and it's called Quintessential Style. And it is all about that. It's about style. And I thoroughly enjoyed myself. So I chuckled because you broke the mold of me. I would have looked at it and went, well, that's not a business book. And truly, it actually kind of is. So I was really excited to have you on the show today. And what I wanted to do, Jenna, is just start by, I'm gonna read the official bio that you sent, but then I kind of want to hear your side of the story and how you got to where you are. So let me do that first. So Jenna loves her clients who have trained her well and is passionate about her life's work. She lives in the heart of Texas, is co-author of Quintessential Style Cultivate and Communicate Your Signature Look. It's a no-nonsense style guide for every woman. Formerly, she worked as an anchor at one of the country's top 100 television stations and has a degree in communications. 30-plus years spent in people's closets taught her that for every challenge, there are multiple solutions. She loves answering questions. People are brilliant, and once we clarify what is really going on, we simply make changes that change our lives, Jenna says. And she also has great credentials. So she's very excited. I'm really excited to have you here, and I have your book right in front of me. So, yay. So, Jenna, tell us the backstory. What got you to this point?
I'm one of the world's first image consultants. I started during the color craze about 1980. And it's very interesting. I found that you can't get people looking good just from the neck down, so my business evolved. But I'm very serious about my life and my work, and I do not separate them. Most entrepreneurs do not. And mm-hmm. I liked what you said about reading for self-improvement. I've always tried to hide the fact that pile of books by my bed that are yet to be read are all self-improvement books. I even have joked that, oh, self-improvement books don't work, or I'd be a lot more improved. So I love that you took time to read the book, because nonverbal communication is 75 to 95% of the message we convey. So it's a really big piece of the business pie. If you have employees, how they dress, and we'll get into that. But for 25 years, I planned to write a book, and I was too busy running a business. So I decided 3 years ago, okay, this is the year, I said to my spouse, I'm either going to write it now or take it off the list. So I went to one more writing class and said, came home and announced, I'm not going back to any more classes. It's officially off the list. 6 weeks later, I was approached by my friend and professional writer, Sharon White. And I didn't even know she was a professional writer, though we'd been friends for 10 years, which was kind of peculiar. And she said, we're going to write a book. We're going to write a book because what you have to say is different. And if you whiz through the book, Michelle, you probably noticed some of the things that we've been taught in this area. I have a little bit of a different take on them. This is about who we are and our personal essence and finding it, not fixing it. Sharon said, you're the most passionate thinker I know. So people have to have this information. And the rest is history.
I love it. Yeah, I agree. I as I was going through it, I was like, so I could definitely see your opinion and approach in here, right?
I'm
a big believer. Yeah, I have no problem with that because I am as well. But
well, experience gives us opinions.
That's
and
exactly
the main thing
right.
is I qualify every opinion by why this is relevant to you or why this would not be relevant to you. So I consider a well-trained professional opinion to be different than off the top of my head reacting to things.
That's right. That's exactly right. And it really shows in the book that you are that little bit of the out-of-the-box thinker as well, right? I loved there's a conversation in here about casual Fridays, right? And that opportunity to you, as you pointed out, I think, in the book, that whole kind of, do I show up as a slacker on Friday, or do I take that attempt to make that much, really make myself stand out and go bigger and better?
Yeah, I called it easy to stand out day. Easy to stand out day.
So, it's just, it was great to see some of those approaches. So I do, want to look at the different, just some of your viewpoints on, where someone should be starting. Thinking about, first of all, Jana, is that our audience are entrepreneurs, and the majority of them they're working from home, right? So there's a lot of that going on, do I even get dressed in the morning conversation? And but then also they're networking, they're speaking, they're on sales, having sales conversations knee-to-knee with people in their offices, right? So we want to look at the conversation from that angle. And I guess we should start with, where do they start? What do you see as different for them than someone who's going into a 9-to-5?
You may be working at home, but your back is your billboard. And people form an opinion instantly when they see you. And you, as an entrepreneur, are trying to evoke a certain response and move people to action. Well, you can send that message before you even utter a word. And that is exactly what's important about this.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, I have a very, very, very successful client. He's one of the, he is the top person in the country with Redken. And he told me what he loved best about when we've worked together many years ago. We've continued to be friends, of course. But he said, I picked up quickly on the fact that he was all personality, all extrovert, really great at sales. I saw all of his positive traits. But he was such a good guy, he wasn't so hot in collections. So there was a simple fix for this. I designed an outfit for him to wear on collection day. If someone hadn't paid their account, he would walk in the door, and when he walked into the door, he would be dressed to collect, I called it. So he happened to be calling on stylist, and he called me up the first day he did this, so excited. He said, Jana, you have no idea how much this worked. And he called me up the next week, or the next month, I guess it was maybe 90 days afterwards, and he says, nobody would ever believe this. When they see me walk through the door in my collection outfit, they move away from their station and toward their checkbook. It's incredible. So that's how we can dress ourselves for success. And there's a lot of debate about dressing up when you're on the phone and doing certain things. And the bottom line is each individual has a marker for this. And as you know, having read the book, everything I talk about is very individual. It was hard for me to write a book. I focus my information so much for the individual. So you will know how you feel. If you're a person who visually, we know there's a socioeconomic rating for every outfit we put on. What I just said is when you put on a certain outfit, you actually take on the qualities and characteristics of that outfit. Now, this is important because a lot of these people who are becoming entrepreneurs have done other things. So one of the fastest things you can do to signal your change and get support from those around you who should be supporting you is to change your appearance. You want to dress like the boss. Even if in the beginning you're only the boss of you, you want to be able to have power, authority, credence, and most importantly, confidence. So all of that can be designed. As far as sitting at your desk in the privacy of your home, when are you your best, your sharpest? Are you better comfortable, or are you better dressed to the nines? Each individual knows the answer to that, not by how you look if you aren't going to be seen, but by how you feel. But it is important for those other events, like you said, we're going to network if we're entrepreneurs. We have to look like, wow, I want some of that. Wow, that person is successful. Wow, I want to get to know them and know their secrets. And you can actually look exactly that way.
Love that. And it is the personal style approach to it. So very cool. You know, when, so I'm going to take a second and teach everybody something. When Jana sent me her book, she also sent in here some information on topics and things to talk about. And I love it. The first statement on here says, are all your listeners naked? And I... that got my attention. So if you're going to be speaking somewhere and you want to send them your book and then send them great information. So there were some topics of interest on here that really got my attention. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to bring them up and see where she goes with it. The first one was how to look 10% better without spending a dime.
Sure. We've just talked about how these people aren't who they used to be. You probably remember in the book how much I talked about dressing for who you are today. This is important. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting here having a fun phone conversation, looked out, and after the heat, one of my plants had kind of gotten zapped, and the conversation was with a friend. I have a beautiful view from my office, and I walked out and started picking dead leaves off this plant. And I forgot, I got so wrapped up in our conversation and walked back in and sat at my desk, and my goodness, it looked like a new plant. Americans think if we own 100 outfits, and Michelle, I expect you to break out laughing because I've seen a lot of your shots and you're in a different outfit in a lot of them. So Americans own more than 100. So follow this math. If someone wanted to look more like an entrepreneur, more successful, more whatever, they get to define the word, and then the clothing is the language they use to support that word. If they went out and bought 10 new outfits based on 100 that they already own, they would expect to look 10% better. By the way, people don't always look better when they buy new outfits. They just get new outfits, so that's one of the things I'm adamant about. If you're going to invest your money, make your wardrobe better and better, not fatter and fatter. So if they didn't have money to do this because they're in transition, what would be just as powerful and maybe even better is eliminating 10 outfits that they shouldn't be wearing. That doesn't make them feel powerful or credible or competent or comfortable. If this outfit doesn't serve you or it's who you used to be, not who you desire to become, get rid of it. And so without spending a dime, if you get rid of 10 instead of shopping for 10, you still will look 10% better.
I love that.
And it's true. It works.
It is true. It really is. It's funny that, now that I am speaking and a lot of people take pictures of me, they show up all over on social media, and there are times I come back and I lay and I'm like, okay, that one's gone. So we eliminate that. I feel so much better. Don't have to worry about that anymore. And
we've all been there.
That's right.
The comment about people being naked is this. Most of us have dressed ourselves every day of our lives since we were old enough to do so. And yet, if you knew the figures on people who look in the mirror and feel confident when they get dressed, it's amazing. And I'm not talking, this book isn't for Hollywood celebrities or the rich and famous. This is for every single person. And Michelle, it's so common for me to work with someone and I see something magnificent about them that they have not addressed in themselves. Maybe they're unaware of it, and that's the truth. We each have qualities and characteristics that are rich and meaningful and allow us to do what no other person on earth from the beginning of time has been able to contribute. But until we become aware of that, how can we communicate that? And that's what this book does. It teaches you how to communicate with the language of clothes and how to clarify what you want to communicate.
Yeah.
Did you find that, to be true when you read it?
I absolutely did. I was just going to say that, the fact that you went into great detail about colors and, body types and body styles and body shape, understanding all of those pieces helps you to better dress. I mean, there's a chapter in here, the wardrobe ABCs, right? And And the other thing is, Jana, that it is so, like, straightforward. This isn't way above your head.
Oh,
this
am.
Is like, yeah, just here it is. Here are the facts. If you're this, if it's this, then it's this, right? And I loved that about this book. So,
thank you. You know, one of
fantastic.
My own best friends said to me, it's really good. And you know what? It was interesting, too. I thought it would be real boring to try to read. My own best friends. So I love that feedback. I thought that was pretty great. You know, you're working with people who are trying to have increased confidence. And what percentage of the people you work with are female?
Probably 90%.
There's an amazing book that probably isn't for everyone, but because you and I read books the same way, I'd recommend The Confidence Code by two well-known journalists. But they've done all this research and study, and this is my favorite quote from the book. Authenticity may be the linchpin to confidence. When confidence emanates from our core, we are our most powerful.
Mm.
And that is what it's all about, being ourselves. I kind of have too much confidence probably as women go, and I'm a good decision maker like you are.
Yeah.
And you've probably been there too.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's interesting. The two times a year I observe myself getting sketchy is during September, which is the beginning of the fashion season, and March, which is the second biggest fashion season. Matter of fact, that's a great tip for your listeners who want to know what's in and don't want to invest time with magazines. Stand in a long checkout aisle at the grocery store those 2 months, September and March, and quickly scan pictures as fast as you can. It educates your eye because we don't care about fashion. We care about personal style, but fashion is the context with which our current day appearance appears.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing. When anyone within the sound of your voice, Michelle, looks to the outer world to compare themselves, that's where we get shaky. This doesn't have anything to do with what slick publications or famous fashion models or designers want to tell us it does. It doesn't have anything to do with us. We came here exquisite. We're not trying to fix it. Our objective is to find it. And how do we do that? We look within. We compare ourselves to who we used to be. That's how we track our advancement. It isn't about the outer appearance. This is about our true singular essence. I know you love quotes. One of my favorite quotes was in the book. It's by Oscar Wilde, and he says, "Be yourself. Everyone else is already taken."
That's great. I do. I love quotes. You know me. I'm a quoteaholic, and that's a good quote. So thank you so much, Jenna. This has been a lot of fun. Guys, you have got to get a copy of this book. It is really great. Let me give everybody your website address, and then I'll let you share anywhere else you would like them to connect with you. So you can find out more about Jenna at my computer just decided to go off just as I said that.
Shall I do it for
I just got it back. It is qstylethebook.com. So qstylethebook.com. The book is called Quintessential Style, Cultivate and Communicate Your Signature Look. So Jenna, anywhere else that you would like to them to connect with you or anything else you want to share with them before
That's the primary place, but today we have a special gift for your listeners who take too much with them when they travel, whether this is business trip or now it's vacation season, personal travel. At qstylethebook.com, go to the information tab at the top of our page, and we have a space-saving and back-saving packing tutorial. This really is, Michelle, a perfect plan to eliminate overpacking from now on. The average woman, since you have 90% women that you work with, takes 5 pair of shoes when they travel. So this will end all of that. And you mentioned the color information also on that information tab. How I see color is really different. A lot of professionals don't get this. And so that is also a great way to spend a minute if they don't have time to go to the book. Some good free information there for them.
Very cool. Wonderful. I just popped over there. You're right. I need that too. I travel a lot. So.
And
I'm not going to say I bring
five. You wear great energetic colors. You're very beautiful,
you.
And you wear great energetic colors. You even look professional. So you got all fives in my book.
Thank you so much. You can come back anytime you'd like, Jana.
I'd love to. Thanks.
Awesome. This really has been super fun, and I know everyone got a lot out of it. And guys, be sure you go check out Jana's book. Thank you again, Jana, for being here, and I would love to have you again, and so we'll have to talk about that.
It's a joy to meet you, Michelle. Thank you so much for the very important work you're doing.
Oh, thank you. All right, guys, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacylabevent.com. We will see you there.
been a super fun show. I have really enjoyed both of our guests today. I always enjoy my guests, but today there's something different about the energy. I don't know if you guys could feel it. So this was fantastic. I want to be sure, two great authors for you to check out, two great books, it looks like. During the break, I went and ordered my copy from Nihar of his book, Win No Matter What. And, I was just truly inspired. I get so inspired by the possibility. Oh, my goodness, that's what that picture says that I just ordered that just came in. I need to go post that on Twitter so you guys can see it. But I get really inspired when I see the, fresh new entrepreneurship, and especially in young entrepreneurs. So it's going to be great. I will lay down odds that say that we're going to see some big things coming out of Nihar. So be sure that you go check out his book, get yours ordered, and you can find out more at niharsuthar.com. So niharsuart.com. And just quite inspirational. And then totally enjoyed my conversation with Jana. Thank you, Jana, for everything you shared. And guys, I have to tell you that, it's truly, I think she said it when she first started, it is the way we show up is the way, that first impression is unbelievable, right? People have a hard time shifting that first impression, and they don't even always know that they've had it. It is something that happens automatic. They're not sure why they're not willing to hire you, and these external things actually make a difference. I know it doesn't sound right. I know it doesn't seem fair, but it is reality. So we have to learn to deal with it. I learned a long time ago when I was a Mary Kay sales director the importance of this, and started spending time learning how to dress the way that was best for my body shape and my body style. So I want to encourage you to do the same thing, and this book will teach you exactly that. So be sure you check out Jana's book at QStyleTheBook.com. So QStyleTheBook.com. And again, I want to invite you to come to the Legacy Live event in Houston. And, for some of you, you're possibly go to lots of events, and there's always that decision of which event should I go to and which event should I not. I've been doing my event now, my 3-day, for 5 years. This is the fifth year to do it, and it's different this year. It's very different. The content is different, and what I can tell you is the difference between this event and most other events. Most other events, you get lots of great speakers, and they're talking about a lot of different topics, and this event is going to be focused on how do you create a legacy business. So we're going to work on the plan, the actual plan. You will be working. One of my clients that hired me after last year's event, he said, wow, I had no idea I was going to, I thought I was coming here to get the rah-rah thing, and I came here and got my plan. And so we will be designing that plan and starting to work on the plan and the pieces and the parts and defining a timeline on what it should look like. So if you are serious about creating a business that is a legacy business, something that you could sell if you wanted to, that you could leave for the next generation if you wanted to, something that can work without you, right, so that you can have the life that you want to lead and still make the change in the world you want to make. If that's what you want, then you need to be with me at this event so I can help you with that. So just go to legacyliveevent.com. And again, the dates are September 10th through 12th. And I cannot wait to see you there. Listen, it's okay for you not to come if that's not what you want in your business, because there are some people that don't want that in their business. So I'm clear. I only want you there if that's what you want to do, if you want to build that type of business. All right, guys, thank you so much. I cannot wait and look forward to seeing who our guests are for next week. I'm sure it will be another fantastic show. So join us here for Take Action, Get Profits Radio every Monday at 2 p.m. Central. Until then, this is Michelle Sism saying be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sisson, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.